Let's begin this conversation by helping our listeners figure out what the two of you do. Dr. Toledo, you are a surgeon. Dr. Chu, you are a transplant nephrologist or a transplant kidney doctor. What's the role that each one of you plays? So, Karen, let me start with you.
So I help patients that have reached advanced chronic kidney disease. So these are patients who are close to needing dialysis. Their kidney disease is very advanced. So that's the time we start talking about the option of kidney transplant to treat their kidney disease. And so what we do is we bring them into our clinic. They get an educational class. They see some other providers, and they see me. And my job is to determine how good of a candidate they are for a kidney transplant. And what I do is I take their medical history, we go through their medications, we talk about what kind of medical problems they have that are going on, what kind of problems they've had in the past, and then we determine what kind of testing they'll need and other things they'll need to get on the kidney transplant waiting list.
Or if they have a living related donor, whether or not they're able to get a transplant that way.
Right.
So, Alex, then, what's the role of the surgeon in this early workup time?
So for the surgeons, we come into the picture just a little bit later. We, after our nephrology colleagues have evaluated the patients and started to get a grasp on their medical conditions and other illnesses, we will evaluate the patient and look at it from a surgical perspective. We'll look at whether or not they're susceptible to infections, how they would perform with the surgery, whether they'd be able to tolerate the stress of the surgery. And also, we have many other colleagues who are sort of coming into the picture at that time to get a comprehensive 360-degree view of the patient and make sure there's no missing gaps, because when we, you know, sort of go live with the transplant, we want everything to be in order.
So this is really a team of somebody who is a nephrologist, somebody who's a surgeon, evaluating the person, the potential, what's known as the recipient of the donor,
right,
and making sure that they're okay.
Right, absolutely. Of all the specialties in medicine, I think transplant is one that you can look at as certainly a field where teamwork is of the utmost importance. We have pharmacists, nutritionists, psychologists, psychiatrists, immunologists, nephrologists, hepatologists, surgeons, you know, the list goes on and on. So I often will tell the medical students that are rotating through transplant, and sometimes they see it as sort of a niche field, but I always remind them that no matter what they do, they're probably some way, somehow going to see these patients again. So we work in such a big group that somewhere, sometime, our paths will cross again.
So as a patient coming in, one shouldn't be surprised to see a bevy of different kinds of people.
Absolutely. We have a lot of people on our team, and we don't look at things just from the medical aspect. We look at it from the psychosocial aspect as well. So how is this transplant going to impact them in their work life if they're working? Do they have people that can support them and bring them to appointments? Some of the transplant medicines are very expensive. How are they going to navigate that? So all of that gets addressed before we actually go through with the actual surgery.
Yeah, I would agree. The process, especially from the patient's perspective, when you think that it's someone who's probably already sick going through all these evaluations, can be laborious. But I always try to encourage them to work hard to get through the process, because the benefit of transplant is immense, and we want to make sure they get through. It's just that the evaluation takes a little while, because we want to make sure, one, that they're a good candidate, and two, that we've prepared them as best we can for the surgery.
So this team, though, continues through the transplant process, and then in the period of time for as long as the transplant works. So even when the transplant goes in, there is this teamwork, and then as the patient ends up with a wonderful transplant long term, Dr. Chu, you end up seeing people for how many years?
I think my longest patient who had a kidney that lasted the longest was 34 years. That's certainly out of the normal. An average for a living donor kidney transplant is about 15 years, which is half of them are working at 15 years, half of them aren't. So some of them last longer than that. And for a deceased donor, It's about 12 years, but those numbers are going up all the time. So,
with respect to, though, meeting this team to start with as a patient, really it's once you go through the process, you now get cared for by the same team for a long, long time if everything works well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's good to get to know all of the players.